Welcome to Kitzah B'Kitzah, where Rabbi Simon Kuf Mem Hey, the halachos of marriage, Sif Yud Ches. Here the Kitzah tells us that if someone is nechshad of having relations with a non-Jewish woman, and then she's megayeres, he's not allowed to marry her. It'll be looked at as substantiating that earlier rumor. And it's usher to stoke up that rumor again. In Sif Yud Ches, the Kitzah says that if a goy was Baal Bas Yisrael, and then the goy was Megayer, he's not allowed to marry that Jewish girl. In Sif Chof, the Kitzah says that if someone divorces his wife so that someone else can marry her, even if he didn't say that explicitly, but it's nicker, it's apparent that he was divorcing her for, you know, Reuven divorces his wife for Shimon to marry her. Like the second, Shimon pays Reuven to divorce his wife or something like that. It's usher for Shimon, the second guy, to marry her. Sif Chof Aleph says that in any case where the Chachamim say it's usher to marry a woman because of this chashash of that they had some usher relationship beforehand, that woman is not even allowed to live in the same mavoi as this man. These two people who are choshur and having an illicit relationship are not allowed to live in the same proximity. So machlek is how that applies exactly today. What's considered a mavoi distance. The Aruch HaShulchan says that if they are near each other, then they're more likely to actually succumb to their desires to do an avera. Sif Chof Beis, Rav Shlomo Gansvi tells us that if someone hears that his wife was mizaneh, which if true, she would be usher to him, even if it's not 100% certain, he has to ask a shayla if he's allowed to live in the same house as her, if he's allowed to be with her. In Sif Chof Gimel, it says that if a woman was divorced because of her pritzus, it is inappropriate for an Odom Kosher to marry her. In Sif Chof Dalet, it says that if someone marries a woman who has a bad midos, she's always fighting, she's not tznius like Benois Yisrael, there is a mitzvah to divorce her, even if it is their first marriage. Even though that's especially tragic for someone to divorce his first wife. Sometimes there is a chiv to divorce her, and sometimes it's just the correct thing for him to do. Ask a shayla. Well, Le'elayna, we should know from such things. In Sif Chof Hey, the Kitzah tells us that there is a mitzvah midirabanan, that a person should marry off his sons and daughters when they are at a marriageable age. Because if they wait too long, then as they get older, they'll be in danger of usher relationships or herhurim. And the pasuk says, "Ufakadeto novecho v'lo isecheto." Be mindful of your home and not to have averus. So keep away your family members from averus. There's also a mitzvah on Bnei Yisrael, a mitzvah derabanon, that if someone sees that his wife is not going b'derech yeshara, and she's getting close to other men, that he should give her musar and warn her that she should not do that privately. He should do it calmly and b'derech tahara, so that with the intention of removing that mechshol and to guide her on the right path, b'derech yeshara. But he shouldn't tell her b'feirush, you know, don't seclude yourself with that person, that he shouldn't even tell her privately. Because nowadays we don't have mei soita. And if he does tell her something like that, then we're stuck because we can't give her the mei soita to prove that she didn't do anything. But they wouldn't be allowed together until she drinks the mei soita, according to one shita in soita, beis and mabeis. So she'd be suffic usher to him forever. Nikita says that if someone is not makibid on his wife and children, and he doesn't constantly caution them to be mindful to the point where he knows that he's keeping them away from averus, if a person does not do all that he can, he is called a chayte, because the pasuk says v'yodata ki sholem ha'olecho ufakadeta novecho v'lesecheta, which is mashma that the Baal HaBayis is responsible for the kashrus of his home. And finally, in Sif Chof Vav, the Kitzah says that it's usher to have two weddings for two brothers or two sisters on the same day. Mishnah Berurah says that it's not that it's usher, but make sure not to do that. He also says that a brother and a sister shouldn't have the marriage on the same day, because we have a rule, ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. We don't want any simcha to be detracting from another one. Some say that the two chasnas shouldn't even be in the same week. And that's what we have a raya from Yaakov Avinu, where the pasuk said, ma'le shavu azois, wait a week before marrying Leah, now Rachel, the second sister. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.